Hello and welcome to the 59th episode of the Pop Papa Napcast. I'm your host, TJ Deitch. I also run the website poppapa.com, that's poppapa.com, where you can find this show as well as my photo diaries, which I am slowly but surely catching up on after being possibly more behind than I ever have been so far in that experiment's 4 years. Basically, photo diaries are where I take a couple pictures every day, put them together, and write a little diary entry, basically, and then post it on the blog. I am getting caught up on everything that went on from Jack's birth on. I was behind when he was born, and I got even more behind since then, but about 3 weeks back now, did a pretty good job, got all the photos, and hopefully I will be getting all that together relatively soon. I don't know how long I'll stay caught up, but, you know, I do my best. On last week's episode, which came out earlier this week, or potentially last week, depending on when I can actually get this episode up, I talked about the 24 hours since Jack had been home, and it had gone pretty well, but that night was a little bit tricky. So far, we've been kind of keeping that going, but Jack's noises aren't getting to, at least me, as much as they used to. Our daughter, Lucy, is still getting up about once in the middle of the night, and she'll come in and get me, and I will walk with her back into her room, and I'll lay down with her until she falls asleep. Sometimes I then fall asleep myself and wind up sleeping on her floor for a little while. And other times I just kind of sit there until she's out again, and then I can go back into our room. You know, I think the other day I was there for like 2 hours. I got up at like 2-something and came back at 4-something. And unfortunately, Em was having to feed Jack when I left and when I came back. So he's been still feeding about every 2 hours where she gets up and takes care of that, but he's sitting right next to our bed in his little cradle bed thing, and it's working out. We were able to tweak Lucy's sleeping a bit because she used to scream. The first couple nights, she would just scream for me, and it, you know, scares the crap out of you, and depending on, you know, when you fell asleep and what part of your sleep cycle you're in, that can be really difficult to get out of. I think the nights that I've spent the most amount of time on her floor are because she scared me, and then I was still just all out of sorts and went in there and laid down and fell asleep myself. But she's been coming, tapping me, and going into her room, and it's been working out pretty well. She's been doing well for the most part when it comes to going to sleep. We've established a pattern of usually my wife, sometimes me, going in, reading 3 books with her, and seeing how that goes. We actually did a few changes to her room over the weekend because she has been sleeping on this feather bed on the floor. And, you know, we've both been kind of thinking, like, what is the point of us even having her bed in there? The bed is basically a crib that can, you take one of the sides off and then lower the mattress and she can just crawl in like it's a regular bed. But she wasn't liking it for whatever reason. So I actually took the crib apart. I slid the different pieces behind different larger pieces of furniture throughout the house and kept the mattress and just put that on the floor, put the feather bed on top, and, you know, kept my big blanket and all that kind of stuff for her. And she seems to be liking it. You know, rest slash nap time is still a little bit tricky, but for the most part, it's going about as well as can be expected. Potty training is still seems to be pretty far off, though. My wife had a good idea and said that the only times that she can play with her Kindle or her phone, her being my wife's, our 3-year-old does not have a Kindle or a phone yet, is when she sits on the potty. Now, she has done it a couple times, and the pattern still consists of her sitting on the potty, not going potty, then wanting a diaper, and then possibly going potty right after that. So, really not sure what we're going to have to do with that. I mean, I'm starting to think that the, you know, naked weekend theory might just have to be the thing that we do. But if that is the case, then we basically got to, like, watch her like a puppy who's potty training itself, and see how that goes, because I think you just take the diapers away and tell her they're not coming back. She's gonna get mad, but if there's no other bargaining tactics that work, I don't know what else we're gonna do, because she has to be potty trained by the time she goes to school in September, and she has shown zero interest. She says she loves her diapers, and I mean, I can't even think of the last time she actually went to the bathroom on the bathroom, or in the bathroom on the potty. So that's been kind of frustrating, and obviously a big hurdle that we have to get to eventually, but at least she's sleeping well for the most part. I would love for her to just sleep through the entire night, but as it is, this isn't so bad. And, you know, I've got it better than my wife does, who has to get up every 2 hours. So that's been going how it's going. I've been working since Jack came home. I started doing my morning spinoff posts again last week. I think I skipped Monday and got back into it on Tuesday. And I've been doing it ever since. That's actually not so bad because, you know, one of us has to get up with Lucy. And since Em has more of a hard time throughout the night, I usually get up with her. And then this kind of gives me something to do. And I get those done. And, you know, I've been working on some other stories. Just kind of, it's getting back into gear. It's kind of cyclical. So that's kind of kicking back in. And I will hopefully be a little bit busy. And that's fine. I like being just a little bit busy. I've also gotten to be very okay with just kind of embracing when things are not busy with work. You know, I can spend time with my kids, I can read a comic, you know, when there's time, when everything else isn't going on. So I'm just kind of okay with it, and thinking that maybe it's not so bad that I'm now covering a company that just doesn't have the exact same amount of output that the previous one did, because it's kind of setting me up to have less stuff going on while I'm dealing with more kid-related things here at home. Oh, of course, since I last recorded, we celebrated two birthdays. May 1st is my dad's birthday. They weren't here, but we did some FaceTime and talked to him on the phone, which was nice. And then the second is Lucy's birthday, which was on Friday. And she got up and she was pretty excited. She's like, "Dad, where's my presents?" And I was like, "Well, we're gonna hold off on presents for a little bit." Because Em's parents were coming into town, and I figured it would make sense to just kind of wait till they got there and just kind of do everything all at once, maybe before dinner. And that's what we wound up doing. Once they got in around like 2:30 or 3 or whatever it was, then you know, we were all kind of hanging out for a little while, and then figured we'd open up presents. And Lucy made out pretty well. We got her a Melissa and Doug like fruit and kitchen item cutting set. I don't know what it's called. I'll look it up and throw it up on the website if you're curious. Basically, it's like, say, like a cucumber, but it's held together by Velcro pieces, and then you've got a knife and you slice through, and it, you know, makes smaller pieces. There's bread, there's a carrot, there's, I think, a tomato, a few other things like that. So that's pretty neat. We've been kind of eyeing these things, and now that she's three, that's kind of like the age that they say it's okay. Plus, the pieces are still large enough that Jack can't swallow them, which is going to be a key in presents for the next couple years, I think, for both of them. She also got a Princess Sophia dress, which she likes a lot and has been wearing. I was looking at the pictures today, and it's funny because she started off the day in her Sleeping Beauty dress, and then as soon as she got her Princess Sophia dress, she switched and put that on, and has been having a wonderful time wearing that pretty much every day since. It's gotten a little dirty, but Em's just kind of spot cleaning it and letting it dry whenever it gets too bad. And then the gift that I was super excited about getting her was a little Hot Wheels track. It's just like three pieces of the orange track that, you know, if you were a kid in the past 30, 40 years, you know what I'm talking about. And then it's got like a clamp that can hook onto any shelf. And then at the end, there's a ramp. And it came with a car. And then when we were at Target in the past couple weeks, when Jack was still in the hospital, we stopped by and I got her like kind of a cool, like spaceship looking purplish car. And then when my parents came the first time with Jack, because I'd actually asked about this a while ago, she's got an interest in cars because she has a couple from like McDonald's and like a this like sparkly shiny limousine that she got last summer just at a yard sale. And then a couple weeks ago, I put out like a binder and kind of slanted it so it was going on an angle, and she liked pushing cars down that. So I kind of had this idea and thought she'd dig it. And she wasn't into it at first, but after I was kind of like playing with it in the little corner of the room that I was in, then she got more into it. And once she was more into it, I got what my parents brought with them, which was my box of cars from when I was a kid. And since, you know, we're talking like late 80s, early 90s, there's a lot of like real low, like aerodynamic Lamborghinis and other cars that look like spaceships. And I've got one that's shaped like an alligator or a crocodile or something, and one that's just a boat with wheels. And so she really got a kick out of that. And we'll kind of go over and play with it. And then her grandparents got her a bunch of stuff too. There's like this cool train that also has like shapes, so you can put the different blocks on each post on each car and just kind of do it however you want, and a bunch of other stuff. So she made out really well. And then after we kind of opened everything, one of the smaller toys that she wound up liking a ton was this giant bubble wand It's got Doc McStuffins on it, and I had actually seen one similar to it that my friend Matt and his wife Megan had when I was at the wedding in Michigan. And it's probably like a foot long. You pull it out, it almost looks like a mini lightsaber, the whole thing together. And then there's part of the tube holds all the bubble solution. You pull it out, and then you can wave it around, and it makes a ton of bubbles. It doesn't make like huge bubbles, but bigger ones than you'd get out of, say your standard bubble blowing thing. And just like I think it was Paul Rudd said in Knocked Up, kids just love bubbles. I think his quote is, "I wish I loved anything as much as my kids love bubbles." But you hear that and you're like, "Yeah, okay, whatever." And then you have kids, and oh my gosh, this kid could stay outside playing with bubbles all day long. And sometimes I think she would like to. But so we did that, and we came inside. We had a nice dinner and all that. And then Em's parents were here for the weekend. I actually was able to take a little bit of time out on Saturday and head to a comic book store in New Paltz called October Country because they were having like a really big sale. Free Comic Book Day is a thing, it's pretty self-explanatory. I think every year shops can give away comics, and then a lot of them will do like signings or have like big sales. And October Country had a big sale where they've got all these back issues down in a basement. And some of them are usually a dollar, and then the rest of them are like 10 for a dollar or something like that. And with the sale, all the dollar books were a quarter, and the cheaper books were 12 for a dollar. So I spent a bunch of time going through there. I actually wound up doubling the time I was out because I went the complete wrong direction towards Middletown instead of New Paltz, and then had to backtrack and all this stuff. So that kind of sucked. But I was glad that I got out a little bit. It's fun flipping through comics and looking for stuff. I found a lot of books that I have been looking for a while, and found a couple new things that I'm pretty interested in. And so far from the stuff I've read, it's been a lot of fun. I also, to kind of tie it back into Parenthood, I picked up some issues of a comic called Captain Carrot and the Zoo Crew. This was a fairly short-lived DC comic in the mid to late 80s, I want to say, that was kind of an alternate dimension that had superheroes, but they were like funny animal cartoon superheroes. I want to say Superman interacted with them at some point, but for the most part, they were their own thing. And so Captain Carrot is a Superman-like rabbit character. There's like a fast turtle. There's a like Abracadabra is a witch cat. Pig Iron is like the big strong guy. And the interesting sort of thing connection to my past is that before I started collecting comics on a regular basis, one of the first introductions, possibly the first introduction I had to that medium, was this stack of comics that my neighbor Lance gave me. He's a few years older. I don't actually know how much older, but probably 8 or 9 years older than me. And I think when he was moving out or something, he just had outgrown them. He gave me this stack of comics. And, I can still remember a lot of the issues in there. There's like a Avengers issue, there's an X-Men issue, there's a New Teen Titans issue. So it's a lot of like 80s comics. And there's the first four issues of Captain Carrot and the Zoo Crew. And while I didn't become like a huge fan of that or anything, there's some nostalgia there towards that book. And so when I found these comics, I was like, "Oh, cool, I'll grab these and maybe Lucy will be interested in them." And I kind of showed them to her when I got back, but she didn't really care. So that's okay. I'm gonna hold on to them for a little bit and see if she winds up showing any interest later on down the line, which would be cool. So that was Saturday. Again, we hung out at Em's. Mom made some spanakopita and brought that, and so we had that for dinner on Saturday. And then Sunday we kind of hung out for a little bit, and then they took off like around lunchtime, and so we just kind of hung around the house. Before they came, I want to say this was on the first, I took Lucy out for kind of a mini daddy-daughter day because Jack had been home for a little while, and he takes up a lot of the attention and time, and I just kind of wanted to take her out and have a little time with just the two of us. And also we had to return some library books that she'd gotten when my mom was here, and I had to pick up a couple because I've discovered that the Orange County library system actually has an impressive trade library, and you can just go on the website, search around for whatever you want, and then put a hold on something. And so when it's available, you can have it delivered to the closest library to you, which in our case is in Cornwall. and it's super convenient. And they've actually got a good mix of like current stuff, a little bit older stuff, and then there's a lot of reprints of like 50s and 60s comics that are kind of coming out and are kind of a big deal right now. And they actually have a pretty good amount of those. So I'm looking forward to going through and kind of really exploring. I'm on my second round of holds and that are ready now, I heard. So we can head on over again. And that's good because for one thing, it'll get us to the library. Lucy loves going over there. And for another, it just kind of keeps giving us something to do that we can go and do. So we went to the library first, and I told her ahead of time, I was like, you know, if you're really good and you leave when Daddy says it's time to leave, then we can go get a treat at the coffee shop. And she said, okay. And when we were there, we met like a six-year-old, and Lucy was kind of playing with him, and he was super nice. But he got like a little bored, I think, because she was so little. And at one point, he was like, do you want to do... what do you say, walking tag? And so then he would like kind of walk quickly for him, which is practically running compared to Lucy, through like the shelves and stuff. And she would chase after him and start yelling, boy, I want to talk to you, which was pretty funny. And so they had a pretty good time. And then like he was starting to get ready to leave. And I was getting ready for that too. And I had picked out some books for Lucy and a couple movies, and so we checked those books out. I got the ones that I had on hold, and then since she had done well, we went over to Alice's, and while there, we met another kid. He was probably four, I think. He was there with his mom before going over to preschool, and so they were playing and talking and all this stuff, and it was funny because I had gotten like a chai latte for myself and a cinnamon bun muffin, and I got her just a chocolate muffin because she asked for that. But like before I could even get all the stuff, she was already over playing with that kid. And so as eventually she kind of stopped playing with him and came over and sat by me and started eating her muffin, which was kind of nice. But I was more of a chauffeur than a compatriot on that trip. But it's good to see her getting out and talking with kids. And that's one of the reasons that I really want her to be able to get potty trained, is so that she can go to preschool and really enjoy herself. And not have that be something of a bother, because I know how much she loves being around other kids. So from there, we stopped at a place called Fresh that's also in Cornwall, and they do like locally sourced produce and sandwiches and meats and all this stuff. And so Emma told me what she wanted, and I ordered something. And so it took a little while because it's a pretty small place. And there she met another kid who was probably a couple years older than her. This was a girl. And, I've seen people not really be interested in hanging out with Lucy, which is kind of a bummer, but this girl just was not, like, at first she was kind of interested, but she was one of those kids, or maybe just at that stage or whatever, where, like, she just wanted to, like, top or correct everything that Lucy said, which I think was, I thought it was annoying, but Lucy didn't seem to get it or mind, and then after that, Lucy started singing Frozen to her, and the little girl was like not into it, but the mom was like, go ahead, sing Frozen, like, go ahead, or like hold her hand, all this stuff. And I was like, you don't have to. I didn't say anything, but I wanted to say, like, you don't have to make your kid hold my kid's hand. That's fine. If she's uncomfortable, she's uncomfortable. But the little girl was apparently playing shy or whatever, which is fine. Like I said, not everybody needs to be sang to or touched all the time. And that kid, they wound up leaving, and then we left, and that was fine. Finally got back home and had some lunch with Em. So that's pretty much the exploits that we've had. Lou and I also went to the grocery store yesterday, which went pretty well. I've actually been really enjoying getting back in the kitchen and cooking. My mom did an awesome job of making like really great food for us while she was here. And I would have loved to have gotten in the kitchen myself or helped her out or whatever, but since we were going to see Jack at like 5 o'clock, we'd get back in time for dinner. 5 is usually when I start making dinner myself, so it just wasn't working out. But after my mom went back and we were on our own with Jack still in the NICU for a couple days, you know, I was cooking then a little bit, and then I cooked all last week, and I've got stuff to make food this week, and it's just really nice. I mean, I think I've said this before, but I really like being able to kind of like put down whatever else is going on. If there's like work problems or whatever, I just put them aside and I can focus on something in the kitchen for like an hour or 2 hours or whatever it winds up being that I can make that I know is healthy, that's gonna help my family, that's, you know, really doing something. Because sometimes when you're so wrapped up in doing all this other stuff, you're not sure like what kind of good or effect you're having. But when you're cooking, you do know. It's very simple. You're making food for your family to eat, to keep them strong and healthy. And especially with having a preemie around, you know, making sure my wife is well fed and healthy, then goes into him and makes sure he's doing well. And so I do feel good whenever I can get in the kitchen. I will say my game was a little off. I was a little rusty getting back in the kitchen last week, but hopefully I will not have those problems this week. And speaking of kind of putting on weight and getting bigger, Jack is doing great in that department. Em took him into the pediatrician for the first time on Friday. Just the two of them went, and I stayed home with Lucy. And he was over 5 pounds then, and with like 5 pounds, 2 or 3 ounces. And then Lucy had an appointment that was on Monday, which is yesterday as I'm recording this. And so we took them both in because Jack's been a little bit jaundiced. They haven't been too concerned about it, but we just wanted to make sure that everything was going well and that he, you know, wasn't getting too bad or anything like that, because then there's a process you've got to go through. And they said he was looking good and all that kind of stuff. So, and he put on 3 more ounces since Friday, so in the course of like 4 days. So he's really doing great. He seems to be maintaining temperature. He's, you know, doing all the bathroom stuff he's supposed to. We're changing diapers like crazy. We're still not into our reusables yet, since he's so tiny. But, you know, in the next couple of weeks, we should be able to get back into him. And I did a little test before he actually came home, and I still remember how to do them, so that's good to know. And then Lucy had her checkup. She didn't have to get any shots, but she did get that finger prick thing, and I think I was more uncomfortable than she was. She was like a champ throughout the whole thing, and you know, she's doing great too. So thankfully we've got two healthy kids that seem to be doing all right, and you know, that's great. That makes me feel good as a parent. At least I'm doing something right, you know. I think that about wraps everything up. Again, these episodes are probably going to be a little bit shorter and not as timely as they used to be. Again, my apologies for that. If you're interested in more of my writing, I have actually been getting back into blogging a little bit over on United Monkey. That's UnitedMonkey.com. That is where I write about comics and movies and books and stuff like that. I actually just read The Dead Zone by Stephen King. I started it when Jack was still in the NICU and when I went to Michigan, and I just kind of finished it recently, so I wrote about that. And a couple movies that I've seen, just, you know, kind of getting back into that has been fun and just kind of a little bit mindless. I like blogging because if I'm not super busy with my work, it just kind of gives me something to write. Although I do need to start refocusing back on the comic book script that I started and have now printed off completely, and is ready to have kind of a major overhaul. I've got some really great ideas, I think, on how to make it better. I just need to get in there and actually start doing them. So maybe I can get working on that tonight if I'm not too tired. I seem to go between being really tired after Lucy goes to bed and our shows are over at about 11 to having like a lot of steam. Lately, I've just been wanting to kind of veg out and relax and watch a movie. But I do need to kind of refocus. Maybe this week will be the week that I get back into that. Like I said, I've also been posting on poppapa.com with the photo diaries. I don't really have anything else planned for the site. There's a few things. Oh, last week I mentioned the video of Lucy meeting Jack for the first time. I'm actually uploading that to YouTube as I record this, and so hopefully I will be able to post that with the episode, so everybody can check that out. And I will probably not be updating Monkeying Around the Kitchen anytime soon, but I am on Twitter a bunch. I am at Papadietsch, that's PoPPadietsch. All right, gang, I think that's going to do it for this week. Have a good one.